From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ardy Johnson. We're in Washington. President Barack Obama says a ground offensive in Syria is not going to work. He told reporters Friday that even the Russians have come in and Iran is sending in more people, it's not going to work because they're trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
Our goal is, even as we double down on going after ISIL, is to continue to cultivate relations with a moderate opposition that can serve as a transition to a new government inside of Syria, and that we continue to have a process of getting the Iranians, the Russians, the Turks, the Gulf countries, and all the other interested parties to sit down and recognize we've got to have a political transition if we want to end the humanitarian crisis and save the structure of a unified Syrian state.
Mr. Obama's comments come as the U.S. and Russia reach an agreement in principle to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries conduct air campaigns in Syria. Syrian troops today began a military offensive on the province of Aleppo, the latest campaign in their battle against both Islamic State militants and opposition rebels. Russian officials told Interfax news agency their strikes allow the Syrian army to go on assault across the whole country. Meantime, Turkey claims to have shot down an aircraft caught violating its airspace near the Syrian border. President Obama welcomed South Korea's President Park Geun-hye today in a show of unity as the allies look to deter nuclear-armed North Korea while leaving the door open to negotiations. The two leaders shared an Oval Office meeting followed by a working lunch in which they discussed notes on their respective meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and the often touchy relations among China, Japan, and South Korea. This is VOA News.